With that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So 4th of July is a holiday that I love, and it was one of my favorites growing up. I know Christmas had the presents, and birthdays had presents, and Easter had Easter egg hunts, but I loved the tradition of the day of 4th of July growing up. 4th of July, despite holidays floating between grandparents' houses and aunts and uncles' houses, 4th of July was always at our house in Mission Viejo. And always at our house in Mission Viejo because it was the best place to be on 4th of July, if I can humbly say that. But Mission Viejo is a great place to celebrate and still is. We would gather at my parents' house, and once everybody was there, we would walk down the hill where the Mission Viejo street fair was. And so live music and game booths and bounce houses and water getting sprayed everywhere. And now, I didn't notice as a kid, but now my kids notice every booth selling every toy and trinket that they don't need, that they want. But all this fun at the street fair, and you'd run into neighbors and friends and church people, and it was just a great time down at the street fair. And after coming back up from the street fair and cooling off and relaxing a little bit, then my family, which, you know, I thought was a really big family growing up, and then I came to this church and learned what big families really are. And so my family, that's the little family, but we were the little big family. So we would go up to the park just above my parents' house, and the neighbors and their kids would go up to the park, and we would have a big softball game with all of the kids and all of the neighbors, and most of the time it was our family versus the neighbors, and so we got to have pride in our family out there playing as a team, and the aunts cheering us on, and the uncles playing with us, and it was just a great time with the neighborhood, and softball being like baseball, the great American pastime. And then we would head back home, and we'd have a big barbecue in the backyard and play games, and we loved to play bocce ball. I don't know if anybody else plays bocce ball, but that was our big game, to play in the backyard, throwing balls and trying to get them closest. And at that point, it was just stalling until the sun goes down, right? Because once the sun goes down on 4th of July is when the fun really begins, right? And the thing about my parents' house, they live on a hill, and their backyard overlooks where Lake Mission Viejo is. And Lake Mission Viejo happens to be where they shoot off the fireworks over the lake. And so their backyard is like positioned perfectly to see that show. And you could see the Santa Margarita show, and you could see the Laguna Niguel show. It was like four different shows. And so when I say like theirs was like the prime spot to be on 4th of July at our house, the fireworks was the biggest reason for that. And our whole family was in our backyard, and then all of the neighbors were in the backyard next door, and we'd scream at every color telling which ones it was, but it was just the fun day. Oh, and it always had to have mom's brownies. To this day, mom has to make brownies. But there's those routines and things of 4th of July that made it 4th of July. A lot of those routines that we are still doing now with our kids, going down to my parents' house for the street fair and the fireworks and the brownies and barbecuing. But 4th of July is all about celebrating. It's all about the red, white, and blues, and the fireworks and the music and the barbecues and the gathering and being with one another. And what are we doing, whether we acknowledge it or not, each year? But we are celebrating our freedom and retelling the story of how we've become who we are. To remember that there were brave men and women who said we need to be free. Brave men and women who said there's a better way for us to live, and we're not only gonna fight for our rights, but the rights of all the generations to come. And those brave men and women won us our freedom. And we are who we are today because of them, and because of all of those that have come between them and now that have fought to keep that freedom. And I realize as Aiden went through American history this year and got to be John Paul Jones for one presentation saying, "We have not yet begun to fight," and got to be Andrew Johnson in another one, and got to be George Mason, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, for another program. We're going through these, and I'm hearing the stories again of the Revolutionary War, and hearing the biographies of these people, and hearing speeches from all of the presidents and what they've done. And I realized with 4th of July that we don't tell that story enough. We celebrate, but do we really honor the story of how we got to be who we are? And why do I think about that? Because I'm a child of the book of God. And one of the biggest things in the book of God is God says, remember and retell my story over and over again. Did you hear it in the scripture this morning? The scripture that Lucy read. God is about to free his people from slavery in Egypt. He's getting them prepared and he's telling them what they're gonna need to be doing. He's telling them about the Passover meal. But what is he telling them as they're about to do the first Passover meal, where God's Spirit is gonna pass over them and save them and their children, and is gonna break Pharaoh to where he'll tell God's people, you can go. And he's saying, this is how you're gonna eat it. This is what you're gonna do. But as you do this, as you get ready to leave slavery and go into freedom, you need to know one thing. Every year on this day, the first day of the month, you will celebrate, you will remember, and you will retell this story from now until forevermore. God said, your children will know this story because you will eat the meal, you will tell the story, and you will sing my praises year after year after year. And did you see how long that celebration was? A whole week of leavened bread, a celebration, a whole week of unleavened bread, a celebration. Two festivals in there, the festival of Passover and the festival of unleavened bread, both which are still celebrated today, both that are still honored today. Why? Because God declared that the story would be told over and over and over again. The story of how much God loved his people and what extent he went to free them from their slavery and to take them back to the land of milk and honey to be called their own. What a good God that we celebrate. What a great God that we put our faith in. This is the story that the kids were hearing all week in VBS. And I know it just made God's heart happy that God saw them retelling these stories and acting them out and crossing the Red Sea and carrying the Ark of the Covenant. That our children weren't just hearing it, but that they were living these stories. That they were being the children of God, walking through these stories and getting them out of every sense that they had. God says, this is my story. Know it in every way. And like I said with the kids, that's what Jesus was doing on that night in the upper room. The night that it was his final night of his freedom. He gathered with them for one purpose, to celebrate the Passover, to eat the roasted lamb, to eat the unleavened bread, to eat the bitter herbs and the salty water, to retell with each piece of food and with each goblet of wine, the story of how God's love for his people was so deep that he did everything he had to get them their freedom. But Jesus, at the end of that meal, he shocked the disciples because he added to the story. When they thought the story was over, when they thought the whole story had been told and the night was over, he took bread and wine that was set aside, that which was not to be eaten. And he said, here's the new piece of the story. This bread, this wine, it's becoming my body and my blood. He told them essentially, I'm ready to give up my freedom, to give up my life, because God loves you so much and I love you so much that I'm going to sacrifice myself for you. And that night, Christ was arrested. That night, Christ began his walk to the cross and his death for us. And what happened in his loss of life was that we gained our freedom. What happened? Jesus set us free. I mean, if we think about what deserves fireworks, what deserves barbecues, what deserves being outside and celebrating and playing games and being with family. Yes, our political freedom and living in one of the most blessed countries in this world. But even more so, if only we could have a fireworks display to retell and celebrate the story of what Christ did on the cross and to do it over and over and over again. Why? One, because God deserves for that story to be told over and over again. Because we should have it memorized. Because we should tell it as many times as we could. Because our kids should be tired of hearing it because we say it so many times over. But also because we need to hear it. We need to hear it so that we can realize what happened on that cross. So that we can realize, like the Israelites' bondage in Egypt, that we too often find ourselves bound up, shackled, and enslaved. Maybe it's not to a Pharaoh, but we find ourselves bound up, wrapped up in our sins. We find ourselves shackled by a society that's trying to define who we are, that is not defined in the way that God defines us. We find ourselves shackled to the way things should be, could be, has to be, instead of freed to live the way God desires for us to live. We find ourselves bound up and enslaved to the things of this world, trapped in them and missing out on what's happening right around us. And Jesus says, I see you bound up. I see you enslaved. I see you being held back from fully living in love and peace and joy the way I died for you to live. And he says, take the freedom. Take the open door. Let the cross be the key that unshackles you. And every time we hear this story, it should be tugging at our hearts. It should be tugging at our hearts to say, what is it that I'm enslaved to? What is it that's getting between me and a full relationship with God through Christ? What is it that's getting between me and fully loving my neighbors around me? What is it that's getting in the way of me loving this life with every ounce that I can? And when we tell that story, and when we dig into our hearts, those tuggings, those shacklings, should be what comes right here. For us to bring it forward and to say, Christ, this is what you died for, and this is what I give you. Unbind me, release me, set me free from this so I can walk out those doors free and living in love. We tell the story. We're telling ourselves to have that kind of faith. We tell the story. We're giving ourselves permission to let go. Too many times we want to hold it. I did it. I got to pay for it. I'm going to hold on to it. But Jesus says, bring it to me. I already paid for it. I already took care of it. You just have to leave it with me. So like those Egyptians, how is it that we cross that Red Sea? How is it that we cross the dry land and find ourselves in freedom with Christ? Because that's something to celebrate. That's something to get excited about. That's something to taste in its full sweetness that comes in the bread and the juice. My friends, today is the day of our freedom. Today is the day when we realize the fullness of our blessings. And I hope that you will come to Christ's table with a heart full of his love and leave here with nothing less. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, today we celebrate our independence as people, but we also, as the people of God, celebrate our dependence on you. To know that you have done what we could not do for ourselves. As we know, the Israelites couldn't free themselves from Pharaoh's grasp. We know that there is so much that we can't free ourselves from. And so we seek you to give us our freedom. We seek you to allow Christ to do what he was called to do, to release us from that which holds us back, to release us from that which shackles us to the things and expectations of this world, that frees us to look in the mirror and to see the child of God that we are, and to be able to live in the fullness of the person that you have created us to be. Let us celebrate this. Let us tell this story, the ultimate story that is your story and our story together. And let us find through it the full joy, the full peace, and the full love that is in it. For this we pray in your most holy name. Amen.